This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off.
I'm not diagnosed with trichotillomania, but I do identify with the symptoms, like pulling out and how, shameful, embarrassing it can be. I remember being at a host family in Spain, and I remember just pulling, a couple of years ago, and it just pulling out lots of hair that I guess you probably can see the floor. Because of all the hair. I still feel bad to this day, but you don't do it for fun. You don't pull to this. So maybe one day I'll talk to a doctor about it. But at university, I wrote an article about trichotillomania and trying to raise awareness about it. And I interviewed Barbara for it, which was so lovely.
Yeah, it was amazing. How did that go, by the way?
It's not live on the website yet, but I've had great feedback from it, from the editor, from the people I'm volunteering with at the student media channel kind of thing. So I was really proud about it.
Tell me the first time you remember, pulling out your hair and saying, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or like maybe I'm doing it too much. Do you remember that first time when you were pulling and you're like, hey, maybe this is like abnormal or just a little bit different than maybe what my peers are experiencing?
Yeah, I'd say it was, 2021, so that was 4 years ago. That's when I stayed at someone's house when I was at the language school, and I was like, I really need to get on top of this now. In the past, I had a few times where I was using like scissors to cut off like bangs or the fringe, and I had teachers and educators I was with saying try not to do that again, but it just kept going, coming up, and it's not that easy to just get rid of.
After you started the behavior, how long after did you find out that there was a name for it?
Quite a while afterwards, probably a year ago or something now. Since I came across your page, then it was like, oh, I identify with these symptoms. This is what it could be. And the tips that you shared, giving it a name has been helpful. And tips about, wearing a hat, plasters on your fingers and that kind of thing, making it less shameful.
What name did you give yours?
Pesky Susan. Nice ring to it. So it's like, oh, pesky Susan, you're back at it,
Have you pulled from any other parts of your body besides from your hair?
Yes, I have my eyebrows, my eyelashes. To go with like a tweezer, and just favorite tools in the past were like a tweezer and like scissors, and my mum had to like confiscate them, and it was difficult.
And how were your parents? Were they supportive? Or was this the first time they have learned about trichotillomania?
My mum in particular has been quite supportive about it. Sometimes she'd notice my hand reaching for my hair, and she'd be like, just grabbing my hand. We had talked about that before, and she'd go, oh, just grab my hand and be like, or just look at me and be like, Sonia, like your hand is reaching out and trying to pull your hair. Remove your hand so you can't do it.
What would be your advice to parents who are listening? What's a great way to support their child with a BFRB?
I would say to reward your child, have a discussion with your child, and see what kind of reward they want, and see if you can afford it as well, because that's a budget and things. But see what would most incentivize your child to try and do, maybe a couple days of no pulling, and then building up from there, and just congratulate them and be proud of them, of no matter how small the streak is that they haven't pulled for, and remind them that it's okay to slip up. We all have those days. Giving it a name and making it less scary, and make a friend out of it rather than an enemy.
What incentive did you and your family decide?
I didn't really like the incentive that they had, and I tried, if I don't pull, then I can get like a manicure or like a facial, but that's my thing, and I tried to explain it to them. But I think that being said, there was a good intention behind it, but try to listen to your child, because they may not want the incentive that you think they would like, might not be what they want.
What incentive would you have liked instead?
A band, like a musician that I really like, and I thought of going to one of his concerts, like getting a ticket to see him would be what would be a good, great incentive.
How long have you gone without pulling?
I've used a calendar that they had given me from uni, freshest week. And I think, if I can remember, maybe like a week or something like that. I mean, I colored coded it. So this will be another good advice. Yeah, go get a calendar, and you can color code it. I pull in different areas. So for me, it's green if I haven't pulled in any of those areas. Orange, or like a midway color, or just some of them, and red for all of them, so that I can see. Because if I say that, if I just use green and that I haven't pulled out at all, it feels, and then I break, and then I slip up. It would make me feel unnecessarily bad. I want to keep up the motivation, because, like, of course, some days you're not gonna slip. You're not perfect all the time.
How do you build yourself back up after a big pulling episode?
I would remind myself that I am loved, I am beautiful with or without hair, that the people who truly love and care about me, they care more about what's in the inside than how I look. And, if on trips and meeting with friends where I feel I need to wear like a hat or some covering to remove the access that my hands have to my head, then they haven't commented on that, which is nice. They just continued the conversations as if I wasn't wearing the covering. You're not alone in all this.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. When you first decided to tell your friends, were you nervous at all?
I don't think I was. I mean, there are some friends that know, that I've told them that this is what I have. Or like, I think I haven't. Like, I as I said, identify with symptoms. I was with some people, but others not.
What were their reactions when you told them?
They were okay with it. Just another part of who I am.
What are some strategies that you've tried that you haven't liked?
I don't think there were any that I haven't liked. The strategies I've tried, they've helped me at different times, and some I've continued. Maybe if I had to say one, if I had to choose one, think maybe with plasters, because they can be quite inconvenient.
What advice would you give someone who wants to share with their friends, but they are nervous?
I guess maybe start small. Well, I mean, I reshare things on my social media, on my Instagram, and even the people that I'm not friends with as such, I'm just we follow each other on there. They see it, and it sparks up a conversation. Then you can talk about maybe how important you think sharing trichotillomania is, and then I mean, if there's a way you like to like express yourself, if you're a singer, you're an actor, and you want to explore your BFRB trichotillomania using that, then maybe that's a good way to start. I write poems about trichotillomania and my experience of how, frustrating it can be, and I share them on my social media.
What has your trichotillomania taught you?
I guess it's taught me that I'm worthy no matter how I look. I embrace who I am now. People can look at me weirdly, like I'm not ashamed. I understand that relapses happen, and I'm not alone. No, not I'm not alone. And having a support system, when I was in the thick of it, I didn't have a support system, and I was really struggling, with my BFRB and, and other things. So saying that you need a community can just be hard, but even just on your page on Instagram, is a community, and if that's all you have, then that's fine. Start somewhere. Started my own extra kind of Instagram page. It's called the Curious Quill at the underscore Curious Quill 25. Go check it out, about books and languages and things. Maybe one day I'll publish my poems that I've written about trichotillomania, and you can read about it.